Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dan Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan! W-F-A-N!
Well, it is a very good evening to you and IUB at 7:03 and 27 seconds ago, right along with it on a Thursday evening on your Fan, New York City. Steve Summers here and you there on the other side of the glass. Connor Green and no from the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for a real marathon schmooze right up until Sal Licata at midnight, right here on your Fan, New York City.
We may be witnessing the beginning of an era that will mean the complete annihilation of man, the beginning of the end.
And here comes the ground crew, and there go the angels.
Because of the magnitude of this disaster, it is becoming more and more difficult to verify our information.
So they did cover the field. We have our second rain delay.
A menace so massive, so overwhelming, that thousands upon thousands are propelled into senseless terror.
Terrible loss.
Continue to have good at-bats and give ourselves chances to blow the game open and couldn't get it done. So let them hang around enough. And then it was obviously a struggle there in the night.
Swings and lifts a high drive out into right center field. It's way out of here. That is a grand slam right there by Jared Walsh to tie the ball game up in the ninth inning.
It's absolutely aggravating, maddening. I mean, you choose the word, and it has been tough to watch, and the players know that. This is not the product that we expect, and it's not the type of play that they expect themselves.
Continue our information and instructions. The quake center is shifting eastward. Slight shocks have been felt in this area. Populace again warned to evacuate all buildings. If possible, leave the city.
Swings and he lines one into left field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. The Angels are going to score two. And Renjifo delivers with two strikes. And the Angels are on top in New York in the ninth inning. It's 10-8.
Panic takes the place of planned evacuation. And whole cities are paralyzed by fear.
You know, nobody's working harder than the coaches. The most important thing to me always, any given year, is that the players respect the coaches, believe in the coaches, and that's absolutely the case here.
Mankind totters on the brink of its own headlong rush to cataclysmic destruction.
Mason, over third down the left field line, kicking off the stands. They're going to have to go chase it down. Renjifo rounds third. He's coming home. Yankees got a bad break.
Feel terrible for them. You know, they deserve better than this. And hanging in there to want to see us finish that off. And, you know, obviously, you know, we certainly share in their frustration.
There are two long rain delays. The Yankees scored seven runs in the first. They go to the ninth inning with an 8-4 lead and Chapman on the hill and give up seven runs in the ninth.
I'll keep recording everything that happens as long as I can.
Well, now, who knows what would have been, what could have been, had Judge and Urshela been in the lineup. 11 runs from the night before. Maybe the jumpstart to a better second half. And Judge and Urshela, they sat through 6 hours of baseball and two rain delays like the rest of us. It is a good guess that Gerrit Cole, Domingo Germán, and Aroldis Chapman need to have a better grip on the baseball. Once upon a time, Chapman was blowing you away with gale force power, throwing faster than a Formula One racing machine. Faster he was than a speeding bullet. And now on a 3-2 count, he's going off speed. He doesn't have the confidence in that four-seamer that's now down to only one or two seams. So off speed and off his game, he has become with that 11 ERA in a June swoon. And even though Hal Steinbrenner is status quo with Cashman and Boone and the coaches, he might have wondered why Boone stayed with Chapman as long as he did, apparently not noticing that Chapman was an accident waiting to happen. The Yankees, after 11 the night before and 7 right away last night, then went back to the future with double plays, leaving men on, and waiting for the 8th inning for that Gardner solo home run. Chapman handed the rosin bag over to Littke, who added insult to injury, and kudos, congratulations to those fans who stayed and waited until the very end, sitting through the worst Yankee loss in memory. Those fans deserve better. Starting the game after the second rain delay at 11:30, what was going on with that? And how about the Yankees showing some fan appreciation with another game? A hot dog, maybe, a beer, maybe, something to say, we appreciate your support. Well, the status isn't all that quo. The Yankees made a move today, made a deal today with the Arizona Snakes. Now, don't get too excited. However, your first thought is, who on that team do you want? Well, how about somebody who can run as fast as Chapman used to throw? The Yankees sent a low-pitching prospect, Keegan Curtis, for Tom LoCastro, who will turn 29 this month. Now, he's not much of a hitter, but he can run and he can catch. He is a career 234 hitter with 4 home runs, but here's the good news, 31 stolen bases and 34 tries. This year, he is at 178 with a home run and 548 on steals. With Frazier out for the time being with the dizziness, the Yankees get another glove with some speed, and when you are last in the major leagues with only 17 steals, you need somebody who can get to another base before the throw and the tag. And he comes with options also, because if he runs the bases like everybody else on the team, the Yankees can send him down without first passing through waivers. Later on, Hall of Fame baseball writer Bill Madden, he'll be with us right around 8:20-ish or so. He's got a lot to say about Hal Steinbrenner, an open letter he has written, and he'll get into that with us. And with Hal Steinbrenner and his team, Bill Madden thinks things should happen more sooner than later, although we heard from Hal Steinbrenner earlier today, and it pretty much is not the fault of Aaron Boone, certainly not Cashman. It's the players who need to step up. And we didn't hear much consternation. We didn't hear much anger. We didn't hear much but a level-headed, reasonable discussion with the members of the media, with him answering the questions, and pretty much bottom line, status quo. No change is going to be made right now. And again, if they go completely in the tank for the second half of the season and don't make the playoffs, you can expect some changes. So later on, Bill Madden, the Hall of Fame columnist, From the Daily News, got a new book out. Tom Seaver, A Terrific Life, is the name of his book, on sale now. And you know where you can get a good book. And with summer reading, the whole thing already about number 41. And Bill Madden will be with us, of course, at about 8:20. Now, and tonight, a Jacob DeGrom night in Atlanta. Let's see them get 20 runs off of him and everybody else, the bullpen, listen. But with Jacob DeGrom, we'll see what happens tonight. Maybe he can restore order for the New York Metropolitans, and you look forward to what he can throw and what he may be able to do hitting off of Ian Anderson and the Atlanta bullpen. Last night, it wasn't whiplash that did in David Peterson. It was the Braves, of course, and right side soreness. So the word at the moment from a number of places is that if the Twins were to shop Jose Barrios, the Metropolitans ought to go for it, and why not? He's 27, a 3.41 ERA over 89 innings, has playoff experience, and, of course, arbitration eligible through 2022 and becoming the unrestricted free agent in 2023. And, yes, you would have to give prospects, and, again, young and cheap prospects, but think with DeGrom and Stroman and Taijuan Walker and maybe a Barrios, especially with the uncertainty of Carrasco and Syndergaard, how they're going to be when they get back, and Peterson, and, of course, Lucchesi lost for the season. So that's the kind of rumor that you want to further to rumorize and see what could happen. But the Twins have to put them on the market. But I love reading from more than one place that if he is available, that the Metropolitans ought to be going after him. Let's see what else. Today, of course, is before we take a break and get to your calls. I don't even know if I gave the phone number at the very beginning. Probably not. But I'm sure that you know 1-877-337-6666, number to call. But today, an anniversary day. Yes, yes, yes. WFAN turns 34 today, but it's also another anniversary. It's Bobby Bonilla Day. Yes, as it is every July 1, and it will continue every July 1 through 2035. Bobby Bonilla Day. And what does that mean? The Mets send him $1,193,248.20. And they, as I say, will continue to do this through 2035. Bonilla's agent, Dennis Gilbert, and I'm sure he's taking a slice, whether it's 5%, 10%, he should take half of it already for this kind of deal. But his agent, Dennis Gilbert, turned the final payment of Bonilla's contract, worth about $5.9 million, almost $6 million, into a almost $30 million annuity upon the Mets giving him his release before the 2020 season. Now, Bonilla signed his first deal with the Mets in 91. That was a five-year deal, $29 million. And the richest in baseball at the time. Now, Bonilla was traded during that deal. And then the Metropolitans brought him back in a swamp. Well, Mel Rojas ended up more times than not in a swamp. What was it? I mean, he wasn't very good. But in a swamp already, like a normal person might say. Brought Bonilla back a second time in that swap for Mel Rojas in 1998. And the almost $6 million left from that release is what he's being paid at 8% interest as well. So And that offseason of 98, the Mets got Mike Hampton, and then cutting Bonilla made room for Hampton's almost $6 million salary. And you don't forget the draft pick compensation for Hampton led to David Wright coming to the New York Metropolitan. So what we'll do is we'll take a little bit of a break, and then we'll get to your telephone calls, Yankees, the Mets. And, of course, the Giannis is not going to be around for Game 5. You know what happened to him with the hyperextended left knee. He tried to contest a dunk. And, again, on a pick and roll, he's, putting out with the defense already, and gets involved with too much traffic and falls awkwardly onto the floor and hyperextends the knee. So he's out for Game 5. And I think game-time decision for Trae Young with the ankle. And so, you know, right now you'd almost have to favor, if there's no more Giannis, if there's no more Greek Freak, then bottom line is you got to be looking at Atlanta already, as far as they have gotten, is a major surprise. So maybe we'll see what happens already, because Milwaukee has, with Holiday, has been more disappointing, and Middleton, who has really been a terrific second star for the Milwaukee Bucks. So we'll see what happens. And, of course, Chris Paul. Did you happen to see, by the way, Chris Paul is walking off the floor. He had 41 last night. Suns going to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 93. And he's walking off the floor after scoring his 41 points. And he had when it was close in the third quarter, he all by himself went on an 8-0 run. And again, after all the years of disappointment, he's getting himself to the finals with a chance with his Phoenix Suns to get to the NBA Finals, but now a Western Conference Finals. So the bottom line is, as he's walking off the floor, Beverly of the Clippers shoves him from behind and onto the floor, tumbling, is Chris Paul. And again, you know, Beverly, not the good sport. And with the shove in the back already, and of course with a little bit of acting, Paul took his time getting up. But nonetheless, he knew how to fall. There's no question about it. And it didn't hurt himself in any way, shape, or form. But you got to believe that the NBA has to point a finger at Beverly and suspend him beginning next season. What was he doing? That's not good sportsmanship, and you know from what I'm talking. Now, we'll take a little bit of a break, get some business done, and then we get to your business with the 1-877-337-6666. Number to call on your fan, New York City.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.